Hello, this is Bani and welcome to the news with NDTV. Coming up in today's episode, Air India CEO reacts to crash report. Body of missing DU student found in Yamuna. Jaishankar meets Chinese VP in Beijing and Trump pledges Patriot missiles for Ukraine. Almost a month after India's worst plane crash in Ahmedabad in decades, Air India CEO Campbell Wilson pointed out that the preliminary report on the AI-171 crash found no mechanical or maintenance issues with the doomed aircraft or its engines. His remarks came in a letter to the airline's employees, disapproving of media speculations, rumors, and the theories that emerged over the past few weeks, especially after the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, released its initial report on 11 July. Quote, "Instead of focusing on such interpretations, I suggest we note that the preliminary report found no mechanical or maintenance issues with the aircraft or engines, and all mandatory maintenance tasks had been completed. There was no issue with the quality of fuel and no abnormality with the takeoff roll," said Mr. Wilson. According to him, the pilots had passed their mandatory pre-flight breathalyzer and there were no observations regarding their medical status. The deadly Air India plane crash on 12 June killed 241 out of 242 people on board and crashed into a medical hostel, killing 30 people on ground. The AAIB report, released early Saturday morning, revealed that the aircraft's fuel switches were in cut-off positions and an attempt was made to relight the engines. There was no evidence of sabotage or bird hit in the 15-page report. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has warned that the findings are only preliminary and one must wait for the final report. Stating that the report identified no cause nor made any recommendations, Mr. Wilson urged the employees to stop drawing premature conclusions as the investigation is far from over, and asserted their readiness to cooperate with the investigators. Quote, "Until a final report or cause is tabled, there will no doubt be new rounds of speculation and more sensational headlines. We must nevertheless remain focused on our task and be true to the values that have powered Air India's transformation journey over the past 3 years. Integrity, excellence, customer focus, innovation and teamwork," said the Air India CEO. He also assured that every Boeing 787 aircraft operating in the Air India fleet was checked within days after the accident, and all were found fit for service. A 19-year-old student of Delhi University, Sneha Debnath, who went missing 6 days ago, has been found dead in the Yamuna River, and the family has identified her body, according to the police. The body has been sent for autopsy. The young woman's family had been frantically searching for her ever since she went missing. She told her family that she was going to drop her friend at Sarai Rohila railway station for a 6:45 a.m. train. Her mother's last contact with her was at 5:56 a.m. When we called again at 8:45 a.m, her phone was found switched off. We later learned that her friend had not met Sneha that morning, the family has said in a statement. The police said Sneha left a handwritten note indicating an intent to die by suicide. She was not upset with her studies, police sources said, adding the reason for her distress was linked to her family. During the investigation, the police traced Sneha's movements through technical surveillance and confirmed her last known location as Signature Bridge. Her body was found in the Yamuna River near a flyover in Gita Colony, some 10 kilometers downstream from the Signature Bridge in North Delhi's Majnu Gatila. Quote, "The cab driver who dropped her at the site has corroborated the statement. Some eyewitnesses said they saw a girl standing on the bridge and later disappearing from the spot," the police said in a statement. A search was launched with the help of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and police units. They combed through the areas from North Delhi's Nigambodh Ghat to Noida in Uttar Pradesh. According to the police, Sneha sent emails and messages to her close friends during the early hours of July 7. Her friends told investigators that she had been disturbed and emotionally distressed for the last few months. As per her family, Sneha was an overachiever. She was pursuing a four-year undergraduate course in mathematics at Delhi University-affiliated Athmaran Sanatan Dharma College. Parallelly, she was pursuing a course in data science and programming with IIT Madras. According to her LinkedIn account, she was also working as an intern with an Australian firm. Her cousin said Sneha was respected within her family even though she was young. She said, quote, she was pursuing two degrees simultaneously. She was earning. She did not want money from anybody. Unquote. Her family and some of her friends had expressed concerns about the surveillance infrastructure in the Signature Bridge area. They alleged none of the CCTV cameras on the Signature Bridge or near the structure were working at the time she went missing. External Affairs Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar held a meeting with Chinese Vice President Han Xiang in Beijing on Monday. Subsequently, he noted improvement in bilateral ties between the two countries. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that the discussions during his visit will maintain this positive trajectory. He expressed India's support for China's Shanghai Cooperation Organization presidency during his meeting with Han Xiang. In a post on X, Jaishankar wrote, pleased to meet Vice President Han Xiang soon after my arrival in Beijing today. Conveyed India's support for China's SCO presidency, noted the improvement in our bilateral ties, and expressed confidence that discussions during my visit will maintain that positive trajectory. Furthermore, he noted that the ties between the two nations have been improving since the meeting between the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Kazan in October. Jaishankar acknowledged the 75th anniversary of Indo-Chinese diplomatic ties. He also noted the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra being well appreciated in India while calling the current international situation complex. He added, the international situation as we meet today, Excellency, is very complex. As neighboring nations and major economies, an open exchange of views and perspectives between India and China is very important. I look forward to such discussions during this visit. Jaishankar arrived in China after concluding his visit to Singapore and is expected to meet his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, for a bilateral meeting. This is his first trip to China in 5 years. Jaishankar and Wang Yi last met in February on the sidelines of a G20 meeting in Johannesburg, where both sides echoed calls for mutual trust and support. Jaishankar will also attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Foreign Ministers meeting in Tianjin on July 15, as confirmed by the Ministry of External Affairs. Wang Yi is also expected to visit India next month to meet NSA Ajit Doval, part of a planned round of dialogue under the Special Representatives Mechanism aimed at resolving the decades-old boundary dispute. After a very public showdown with his first buddy, Elon Musk, last month, Trump on Sunday took aim at his friend, Vladimir Putin. Even before Donald Trump won the US presidential election in 2024, he said he would end the Russia-Ukraine war within his first 24 hours in office. It's been nearly 7 months since Trump returned to the White House, and the conflict is getting worse. With Russia intensifying drones and missile attacks on Ukrainian cities. With no end to conflict in sight, the US leader's patience with his former frenemy Putin appears to be wearing thin, whom Trump called a very kind man just last month. Angered by his somewhat late epiphany that the Russian president does not have any plan to immediately end his full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Trump said he was disappointed in Putin. Quote, Putin really surprised a lot of people. He talks nice and then he bombs everybody in the evening, said the disgruntled Trump on Sunday. Trump on Sunday also pledged to send Patriot air defense systems to Kyiv and hinted at new sanctions on Russia, voicing displeasure with Putin. We will send them Patriots, which they desperately need, Trump said Sunday without specifying how many weapons he would send to Ukraine. I haven't agreed on the number yet, but they are going to have some because they do need protection, he told reporters at Joint Base Andrews as he returned from watching the FIFA World Cup final in New Jersey. The US president's announcement of weapons for Ukraine comes amid a diplomatic flurry set for Monday, with the US special envoy starting his latest trip to Ukraine and Trump set to meet with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte in Washington. Moscow's offensive on the Ukraine has lasted for more than 3 years, with attacks intensifying this summer and US-led negotiations so far yielding no results to the end of the fighting. The White House has U-turned from an announcement earlier this month that it would pause some arms delivered to Kyiv, instead announcing a new deal which would involve NATO paying the United States for some of the weapons it sends to Ukraine. "We are basically going to send them various pieces of very sophisticated military, and they're going to pay us 100% for them. It will be business for us," Trump said. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and the NDTV app. This is your host, Bani, signing off.